Well, good morning. It is May 21st, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading today. We're going to be reading Numbers chapter 30, Psalm 74, Isaiah 22, and we're going to be finishing another book of the Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to start John's epistles tomorrow, but that said, let's get in the Word. Numbers chapter 30. Numbers chapter 30, and Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, then her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, and then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed it. And if she had at all a husband when she vows or uttered aught out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips wherewith she bound her soul of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced wherewith they have bound their souls shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house or bound her soul by the bond with an oath, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceedeth out of her lips concerning her vow or concerning the bond of her soul shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul. Her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he established all her vows or all her bonds, which are upon her. He confirmeth them because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall anyways make them void after he hath heard them, he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between his father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house. That was Numbers chapter 30. Let's move on over to Psalm 74. Psalm 74 today. Psalm 74. Machiel of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thou thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of the congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved works thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into the sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. And we see not there our sign. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary approach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom, for God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest them to meat to the people in inhabitation of the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountain in the flood. Thou driest up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth, and thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and the needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. That was Psalm 74. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 22. Isaiah chapter 22. Isaiah 22. The burden of the valley of vision. What aileth thee now that thou art wholly gone up to the housetops? Thou that art full of stirs, a tumulous city, a joyous city. Thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All thy rulers are fled together, and they are bound by the archers. All that are found in thee are bound together, which have fled from afar. Therefore, said I, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort me because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble and of treading down and of perplexity by the Lord God, of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and of crying to the mountains. And Elam bear the quiver with chariots and men and horsemen and Kir uncovered the shields. Then it shall come to pass that the choicest valley shall be full of the chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Judah, and thou didst look in the day of to the armor of the house of the forest. Ye have seen also the breaches of the city of David, and they are many. And ye gathered together the waters of the lower pool, and ye have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses have ye broken down to fortify the wall. Ye made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but ye have not looked unto the maker thereof, neither had respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to the weeping, and to the mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen, killing sheep, eating flesh, and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Then it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, go, get thee up unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what hast thou here, and whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewn thee out of a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out of a sepulchre on high, and that graveth in a habitation for himself in the rock? Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country, and there shalt thou die. And there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of thy Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from the state shalt thou pull thee down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servants Eliakim, the sons of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with the robe, then strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hands, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon the shoulders, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord hath spoken it. That was Numbers 22. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 2 Peter chapter 3, the final chapter of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water in the water, and whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, and also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. And ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. That was the end of 2 Peter. We start 1 John tomorrow, and at the end of our Bible reading today for May 21st, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure that you leave a reaction to this video or comment if you have not already done so I can mark that off. But thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our Saturday with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us, Lord. May we indeed use this day, Lord, for the glory of our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. May it all be done for your glory's sake. May you just be seen through us. May our actions, our attitudes, Lord, all of these things, Lord, just reflect Jesus, Lord, I pray, starting with myself. Give us a good day in you, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.